growing up on his grandmother's farm in Tennessee and hearing the stories as told by the old aunts on the porch in the evenings after dinner, and hearing over and over those linguistic clues that would serve as the keys to unlocking the family history. He called a guitar code. There was a river he called Cambibolongo. He said as a part of his legend that he was out in the forest looking for wood to make a drum for his brother Lamine when he was set upon by slave traders and he never saw his family again. Those, without that oral tradition in his own family, and then having grown up and become a writer and then set on this path, that's a phenomenal story. And in the discovery and telling of that story, he got to tell the larger story for all of us. That's pretty significant. So I'm not surprised, given all that we know now, that it is a story that has that much universal impact and appeal, because it's a universal story. I feel very strongly that the conditions that created slavery in America and the conditions that created the need and necessity for a civil rights movement in America and the conditions that made Roots what it is or what it was 25 years ago, this is still the same country. Still the same America. We are still grappling with these same issues in one way or another. And so Roots is as vital today as it was 25 years ago and as valuable to this generation of Americans as it was to my generation when it aired in 1977. For African Americans, I think seeing and experiencing the story had the effect of providing an anchor for pride, a reframing, a new framing for the whole experience of slavery in America. For white America, the reaction was somewhat different. Oh, I had no idea. Oh, I had no idea.